Okay, the last time I was in the same room with all of these three people with me right now was a few years ago when they had a reunion concert in BGC, of which I had the pleasure of being one of their guests. Now, to the 80s Pinoy rock music fan, the name of their band is gonna ring a very big bell. Masasabi kong kasabayan ko sila sa eksena. And the name of that group is Identity Crisis. And they came up with songs like Imagining October, My Sanctuary, Sumigaw Umawit Ka, to name a few. So to the 80s new wave Pinoy rock fan, I'm pretty sure those songs are still on your playlist. So let's hear from them, folks. On vocals, we have Carla Abaya. Hello, Carla.
Hi, Jet. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Thanks for doing this. She's enjoying her popcorn right now. And the other vocalist we have, of course, Buddy Arceo. Buddy, kumusta?
I'm good. How are you, Jet? Hello to your listeners.
Yes, thank you for doing this, guys. Really appreciate it. And of course, last but not the least, their keyboardist. This person commands good lighting wherever she goes. On or off stage.
Always.
There's always light following this woman. Okay. Hello, architect Lenny Lapitan.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Jet. How are you?
Lenny. I'm great. It's great to hear from all of you.
Thank you. Thank you for guesting us.
Well, thank you for saying yes. Thank you for saying yes. You know, I've been wanting to do this, but I just didn't know how to approach all three of you guys. But now I figured since it's quarantine, you have no choice because you're in your house.
We're complete. Finally, we're complete.
Nobody can say, I won't be home.
Right.
Or I don't have the time or something.
Exactly. So, ang galing, diba? So, well, unfortunately, to our listeners, I cannot request a sample from them because, you know, these chat rooms are never in sync. Believe me, we've tried that. Mm. So, let's get right down to our little kwentuhan. So, let's start with Carla, okay? Carla, the first time I saw you guys at a gig back in the 80s where our band, The Dawn, was co-billed with you and other bands, I already noticed that you guys really looked great. Okay?
Okay.
It wasn't like one member looked so different from the other. Uh-huh. It's like in the imaging department, you had it down pat. Now, was that born out of the fact that you guys more or less had the same musical influences?
You're talking about the way we looked?
Does it account for your similar tastes in music as well as a band?
I think it came from the fact that, for example, Buddy and myself, we came from the same school. We sort of like almost grew up together. We had the same style of clothing. So even on an ordinary day, we dress up as if we were going to a concert. So it was in our everyday get up. At that time the heat wasn't so bad, so it was okay to wear long sleeves and all the bangles and everything. And I think with the rest of the band members, I think it came also with the musical influences we had, which were a little bit offbeat, not so commercial. So,
like?
So it's sort of like just like for example, Lenny and Resty were more into experimental rock. Is that right, Lenny? I think.
Well, yeah. I think that was a yes.
So being influenced with, like, Buddy and I were more into gothic, new wave kind of thing. Lenny and Resi were more into the progressive rock.
Yeah.
So I guess clothing followed suit with the kinds of music we would listen to.
Because really, when I first saw you guys, I already thought, even before having a stylist was a thing, I already thought that you guys had somebody, you know, managing the way you, dress up and compose yourselves on stage. So, kay Lenny, since nasabi naman ni Carla that she and Buddy were schoolmates and therefore, more or less, their musical influences jived, did it take long for you to get into the program, so to speak, in as far as image is concerned? Because I remember you had a funny cuento to me back in the 80s when you guys would be in a car. Kasi 80s to, di ba? So it was the age of
yeah.
Extreme aquanet consumption, right? So
yes, we're to blame for the ozone layer.
There you go. And I would tell Lenny, you were a lot taller in the 80s. Your hair was.
Your hair was up to there. I get bullied by, by vocalists.
We're far from over. Ikaw na kwento nito, Lenz, na you.
Sige, Lenny.
You would get into the car and you would have to tilt your head sideways in the car.
Correct. That's actually correct. Because during that time, it was only Buddy who had his own car. So we'd take his cute little Beetle to gigs.
Beetle?
Beetle, the Volkswagen. Yeah, I used to drive him.
Yeah.
The Volkswagen Beetle.
And you were how many in the band? You were six, right?
No, Marv. It was Buddy would usually pick me up in the house, and then sometimes the three guys would meet us at the venue or something. But can you imagine? Sometimes there would be six of us in the Beetle, or sometimes Carla would bring her car. But when we'd
it's like
ride
a clown car,
yeah, when we'd ride the Beetle, so we'd be siksikan, di ba? We'd be squished in. So we all had to tilt our heads.
Imagine no aircon, no aircon.
She couldn't fit. And then after a few months, I think Buddy's dad felt sorry for us. So that was the only time he let us use the van already. So wow, upgrade.
High ace with an aircon.
So bandang-banda na yung feel niyo noon.
Yeah. But then the doors would break down. So.
Because of the hair.
Funny.
Anyway, narinig ko si I can hear Carla enjoy her popcorn. Naiingit tutuloy ako.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. Naiingit lang talaga ako. You know how Zoom picks things up, right? So Buddy, on to you.
Yeah.
You're the co-vocalist in the band. So was Identity Crisis meant to have two vocalists from the start?
Actually, Carla just she came in when Lenny. Because the first time we played a gig, but venue, right?
In a venue,
It was another vocalist.
Yeah.
Who didn't really fit the band because she was more into laces and the Madonna type of, the way she dresses up. So Carla was watching the gig, and then
okay,
Lenny saw her and asked who Carla was. And I told her she was my classmate. She's a DJ in XB. And then she asked if she wants to join the band. Oh. And I said, I told Carla, and she said yes.
Yeah. The story was our very first gig as Identity Crisis. We were actually a flop.
Actually, there's a story behind that, Jet.
It
was really a mess. Like, yeah, and after the gig, we were talking, me, Lenny, and Resty were the guys who were talking outside the venue. And then Resty. And then Lenny said, why don't we change the name? Because the gig was really palpak. And, people remember us, Identity Crisis, as a band who's, kalat and, palpak in the way we play. And, and I told her, how will we get recognized? So might as well just stick up to the name and, stick with the name and go ahead and, prove them wrong.
You guys were just probably being too hard on yourselves.
Yeah, it was. We were young during that time and nobody manages us, So it's just like,
So Carla, this is a revelation to me. This is one trivia I didn't know about you guys. When you mentioned that Carla was watching in the audience, tapos DJ na pala siya ng WXB 102 noon.
Yes, she was.
Maybe just that detail completely went over my head, probably because I was a big fan of XB 102. So maybe I just got my timelines confused.
Another trivia would be that my brother-in-law, that time he was still the boyfriend of my sister. Yes, Lenny. my future brother-in-law was the one who trained Carla. And so, I asked him also, do you think Carla would join the band? You know, yo, why don't you call her? You know, and the buddy, what do you think? Yeah, so that's how it went. That Carla said yes. There.
Okay, so
yeah, I think they called me in the station that time.
Yeah.
So 3 degrees to everyone, right?
Mm.
So while you're at it, you know, your keyboard parts are very prominent in the band's originals, as well as the covers that you guys used to play. So is it safe to say that most of your original songs were keyboard based in the composition?
The songwriting process would usually come from me first. And then, so everything is keyboard based, with the intent of leaving spaces wherein Resty would sing with his guitar. So that was really our workflow.
Sing with his guitars is the right way to describe his playing.
I was always
blown away with his tone.
Mm.
Even during the 80s, very sophisticated na yung tunog niya.
Yeah, because I think that's basically because of our the heavy influence of Tears for Fears, the band.
There you go.
So we knew from the start how we wanted the sound to be. It wouldn't be a totally rock thing wherein the guitar would be wailing, but we wanted it a balance of keyboard and guitars.
Okay, Lenny, so that's interesting because, like, you know, see Buddy was humble enough to share with us that the first few gigs were not up to par, let's say. No.
Mm.
Pero it's interesting to note that you, the way you explained your songwriting now, you guys were already confident with what you wanted musically. Alam nyo na yung gusto nyo ng tunog from the get-go.
You can say that, yeah. In the beginning, yeah, it was a conscious effort to sound that way, even with the drums, the bass. So yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask Carla naman this time, since it's only the three of you are present in this little chat room. How are the other members? Where are they now?
Resi's in Hong Kong. He's an architect working in Hong Kong. Marvin, our drummer, is based in San Francisco. Well, Boggs, as you know, passed away a few years
sadly.
Ago.
Yes, sadly. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
And so, he was the original bassist, right?
Yes, Boggs was the original bassist.
That came as a shock to me, really, when I heard news of his passing. That was totally unexpected.
Very, very unexpected. Yes. Shocking.
Because he had, he had a really nice tone on bass.
Yeah, he was the one who brought the funk in. He was very funky.
Yeah, yeah. He has the groove, no? Oh, ganda ng groove.
Yeah, he had the groove.
His style, yeah.
Okay, so guys, you know, years down the road, after what? Two albums by a major record label, correct? Two albums ba?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, two albums.
So I guess you can say after those two albums, life sort of took over. And you guys went about pursuing other careers, no? Carla, notably, it was mentioned earlier that you were already a DJ in WXB 102. You were called Cool Carla na ba by then?
Yeah, that was my first one of I think it was Morning Man, Rico Gutierrez, who gave me that air name as I was searching for a radio name. He goes, "Why did you name yourself Cool Carla?" All right, so I stuck to it, and after XP, I went to LA 105.9. I still kept that name.
You still kept that name. Doon ko talaga naaalala yung brand na Cool Carla sa LA 105. So,
yeah.
As far as LA 105 is concerned, did you pursue that job or was it offered to you?
First, after XP, I went to work for the family business first,
okay.
And then while I was working for the family business, I sort of like sidelined with LA 105.9 as a voice talent. I could not give my whole time to DJ with LA 105.9 because I was still working for the family business. So I was sort of like a voice talent. I would record stuff and record some news bits and all the thing. And then And then I resigned from my family business, and then I pursued working as a DJ again with LA 105.9.
You still have the voice, Carla. You still have the cool car going. Which leads me to ask, you know, kasi uso na ngayon ng online anything, right? Like what I'm doing right now, this podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you have a radio show online?
Yeah, I have a podcast, the Chill Out Sessions with DJ Cool Carla. Sometimes it's every month or every 2 months I come out with chill out mixes. It's more of EDM type of music, chill out, down tempo, trip hop. And I also DJ for Frisky Radio, also the same chill out music.
Oh, there you go.
So those two platforms.
Go to those places that Carla just mentioned if you want something different and something to while away the time in this quarantine. So let's go to Buddy. Buddy, you are a flight attendant and you have been one for so many years, no? In fact, I have to say that there was one flight, I think I was off to Dubai. Lo and behold, Buddy Arceo was there in full, you know, flight attendant regalia. And I have to say,
uniform.
I have to thank you, Buddy, because I remember there was a problem with my in-flight entertainment on my seat. And you came to me and you gave me your device, your tablet. And you really took care of us. And I can never forget that. So publicly, you know, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for
What we do. That's what we do.
So you've been a flight attendant for how long?
27 years.
Wow.
Because right after the band disbanded, I mean when we disbanded, I was with the airline already, right. I mean, a few months after.
And your dad was a pilot, right?
Yeah, he was, yeah. So retired already.
27 years, that's a long time.
Yep.
So let's move on to Lenny. Lenny, are you there?
Yeah, yes.
Architect Lenny. Now, I know for a fact that you are a very successful architect.
Thank you.
Si Lenny was a session keyboardist.
Sorry, Jet, I couldn't hear you. I lost the signal.
Oh, there he is, buddy. So we're going to move to Lenny first, okay? So Architect Lenny, you've been an architect for how long?
Oh, gosh. careful. Okay. After graduation, I didn't practice since 1991.
Since 1991.
Yeah.
Do you have your own firm now?
I have my own firm now. So there you go. Of course, I started being an employee. And then about 10 years ago, I started my own firm.
And you shared with us your most notable achievements, di ba? Baka gusto mong i-share yung mga, the builds or your achievements.
Well,
maybe one or two.
If you drive along Eslex going south, towards if you get to Mamplasan on the left, you'd see a compound there with a curved roofing for Unilab. Yeah, I did that.
Yun lang naman, ano? Yun lang, ano? Simple lang.
maliit lang.
Unilab lang
naman. So, you know, we have Carla who's attending to the family business and having her own podcast. We have Buddy who's flight attendant, very successful kasi tagal niyang ginagawa. As well as Lenny who's been architect, you know, for a very long time. So, are you guys actually working on new material together right
now? Not yet together.
Anyone can answer?
No. Not yet together.
Not yet together. Pero, di ba, Carla, Lenny, you had another band after Identity Crisis, right?
Yeah, we were part of Local Brown first.
Okay, yes.
And then after Local Brown, we did Maria's Mistress.
Mistress. Alam ko tumagal yan, di ba?
A couple of years. We had one album under Vicor. We just lasted a couple of years.
Okay, so say you guys decide to regroup. for another run. Not just a reunion, you know, but something that will more or less signal a longer haul, right? How do you think you guys, how do you think you will sound now, Lenny?
Difficult question to answer at the moment, but we did 3 songs for the quarantine thing. It's just a rehash of old songs. So more or less we just used newer sounds. So I think we're progressing into retro wave.
Retro
are you familiar?
Wave.
Yeah. It's an offshoot of 80s sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Making use of the keyboard synthesizers of the 80s, heavily influenced by 80s movies. I'm trying to work on something new with that as a base, and we'll see how Resty sings along with it. So,
right,
I'm trying to do the same process, but with a different, of course, because the keyboards have changed, the sounds have changed. So now, you know, you don't really need to go into a recording studio full time. You can do it in your home. So it gives me more liberty to work on stuff without any pressure. Actually, we're just thinking of taking it one song at a time.
Uh-huh.
There's really no serious talk about getting back together. We're just actually thinking of doing one song and then maybe putting it out on YouTube or iTunes or Spotify, but nothing on a commercial basis first, you know.
Well, at least not yet, right?
Not yet.
So, Carla, you think you'll be introducing your influences now? Because you just said that you have a podcast, that you play trip hop and all these things. So, vocally, at least, you think it will change also the way you attack songs or compositions?
Yeah, because I think I've grown since the 80s from how I used to sing in the 80s to how I sing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's different, so I think my approach to whatever songs that we will be creating, I think it'll be different. I'll be able to, I have a little bit more confidence, and at least I know it is how I want to sound like.
Speaking of your singing, ito pala, no? I want to share this with everyone listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
In those few years that Identity Crisis was very active and I was a witness to, I saw a major change in the way that you sang from the first time I heard you to your later years. I don't want to use the word that it sounded more mature, but it sounded like it had more technique. Did you take up voice lessons or something?
Yes, I did. I took up voice lessons for 2 years. So it helped me a lot with understanding the technique, because singing is about technique, and
yes,
it's also about trying to put color into your voice, because you can have the technique, but if you don't have color or you don't have emotions in your singing, then it makes it bland.
That's interesting you said that, because I myself, I took a crash course in voice lessons during the earlier years with Don. Boy, pa si Teddy nun. And, you know, the band was coaxing me, you know. They were sort of really pushing me to take voice lessons. Because I wasn't really that good, you know. So, ako naman, parang, hindi, rocker ako. Ba't ako voice lessons, pare?
Oh, yeah.
But I did, and really, I have to share your sentiments about it, Carla. It was really life-changing.
It is. Yes, it is.
Pero you,
I mean, just because you're a rock singer does not mean you need to, you don't need to take voice lessons, or you need to take voice lessons. It helps.
Oh,
it helps
does.
To learn the proper technique, the rules, and then you can break it after.
Then you can break it after. That's a good note. Kasi ako, pagkalabas ko ng voice lessons, I had this, sorry, it's my phone ringing. So anyway, I also had that sort of confusion when I learned all that I needed to learn.
Yeah.
Because, okay, now that I've learned all these techniques and then I go back to singing with a band, parang, you know, my technique and my brain were not really connected. So I had to find my way through as far as the band is concerned. So it's great that someone like you sort of, you know, understood that thing called, you know, adjusting your technique to your style of music. Right?
Yeah, the process that you have to go through.
Galeng.
It's always an advantage to learn voice lessons.
Oh, it is. And especially for longevity, if you're doing more than one gig, you know.
Oh, yeah. How to take care of your voice. Take care of your voice, right? I mean, it's your instrument. You ruin it, then you can't perform. It's not like you can just turn up the volume and turn the treble up, the bass up. So
exactly, a guitar player can be sick as a dog, but as long as his fingers are working, he can do the gig. Right?
Yeah,
etayo,
that's true.
Our instruments are organic.
Well, if we're puyat, we have no sleep. For example, it's hard to sing properly.
Absolutely. Kaya ako sinasabi ko, pinakamalaking kalaban ko is not even drinking cold or whatever. It's really the lack of sleep.
Yes, that's true. Lack of sleep.
So there you go, guys. Kung sino man ang mga vocalista nakikinig dyan, you learned a thing or two from Carla because those are really important things.
Yeah, they are.
If you can afford to take voice lessons, huwag kayong mahihiya to take it because it will really pay off in the long run.
Yeah, so, that's true.
So back then, speaking of identity crisis again, no? Especially after the release of your debut album, which really made waves. Even I have a copy of it. You know, at that time, did all of you see it as a career? Na okay, ito na, may album na tayo. We rose from the underground. The mainstream has embraced us. Did all of you collectively think, maybe I should throw this question to Buddy, career na ba to? This is something that we can do for a long time.
Actually, when you're enjoying it, when you're in gigs and you're enjoying it, you would always, and you're young especially, you would think that you'd want it as a career, di ba? Parang it's something that you would do for the rest of your life, you know. But then again, you know, it's the music, I mean, yung uso, it changes, di ba? So like on the third album, speaking of, we were supposed to have a third album actually.
Okay.
And the thing is, the singers during that time were gearing up to the rap scene already. So it was like Francis M, Andrew E, you know, yun na yung mga sikat na kanta. The new wave type of music was dying down a bit, you know, during the 90s. So parang the record, the Lenny, explain nga the recording.
Oh nga, Lenny.
I need my
nga.
Coffee. The recording
company
wanted us to do rap.
Yeah.
And it wasn't our thing. I mean, it wasn't our thing. Carla and I couldn't rap, you know. Parang they wanted more bouncy music, more pop music from us.
And so, I think in the beginning of the 90s, when the thing that triggered it was when Guns N' Roses was a huge hit. When I heard their song, Sweet Child of Mine, I go, okay, this is the end of New Wave for now. Maybe after when the wheels turn and, you know, come back sometime. So.
But, you know, that is a classic story, Lenny. That's a universal story because I saw a documentary many years ago, I forget what it was, but in that documentary, they interviewed this band, Warrant.
Yeah, Warrant. Oh,
Terry Pye. No, so they were interviewing the singer, and I think other members of the band, and they were the biggest thing in the eyes of the record company. Mm. You know, like when they enter the office, it would be the hallways would be littered with their photos, with their awards and whatever. You know, gold record, platinum, and so they were like top of the world at the time. Feeling nila sila yung wow, you know. The world was their oyster, kumbaga. And then sinabi niya, after a few years, when the 90s came, the grunge scene came, they went into the same office, wala na yung poster nila. Nandun na yung poster ng Alice in Chains.
Mm.
So, tumayo balahibo ko doon sa account mo, Lenny, because the singer said something like, okay, that sort of signaled the end for them.
Mm.
So I guess that's when business and musicality and artistry comes to a head, you know?
Correct.
Na parang yeah. Hindi na nag-meet.
Yep.
Oh. So I guess for every artist, that's something that, you know, it's a reality that everyone has to be aware of, especially the new bands now.
Mm.
It's great to be on top of the world, you know, but if you don't roll with the punches, kumbaga, it's not really a bad thing per se, but it's something that we have to expect down the road.
Yeah. And, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great if an artist could evolve, you know, from like say during the 80s, and then if you transcend towards a new genre, or not really genre, but the whatever is new, if you can transcend into that, and then you can still be accepted. So, but at that time there was heavy pressure on the band, you know, from all fronts, you know, to sticking to what we were. And then on the commercial point of view, we were being pressured to do otherwise. So we were at the crossroads somehow. And, you know, it couldn't be that way anymore. So we decided to just take a break. It was supposed to be a break first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got, Carl and I got offered to work with Ed Formoso at the time for Local Brown, and then to produce for the newer bands. So, yeah, we just never got back together. And then Resty, and I mean, the three guys ship moved out of the Philippines. So they moved to Singapore, Hong Kong, and the States. So, we just said, the three of us who were based in Manila, just said, okay, let's just wait and see what happens. And then that wait and see lasted for how many years? So,
but see, Lenny, what you just described now, you know, your timeline after Identity Crisis, it's sort of also displayed your versatility outside of the band. Because you were able to, like you said, you know, you and Carla were able to produce material for something like Local Brown, who was totally different from your music in Identity Crisis. And then you moved mm-hmm. to Maria's Mistress. So there is that sign there. There is that, you know, what do you call this? There's that sign there that you guys can do more, no?
I believe so too. But we just, I guess, I don't know how you explain it. You know, that five-year thing with a band.
It was a learning process. So being involved with other bands like Local Brown, Maria's Mistress, with a totally different genre of music, was a learning process also for us as musicians, which is very welcome. So no regrets.
Mm.
No regrets at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that either, because no regrets talaga. Kasi you guys seem to be like, you're still very musical even right now, to this day, to this moment. And you can still do something, hopefully in the future. There was one time, you know, that Don was rehearsing not too long ago. And Lenny knows this, that, you know, we like to drink. And sometimes the rehearsals will just devolve into a purely drinking session. Kalimutan na yung rehearsal, and we would just sound trip. Now, I don't know if Lenny was around pa at that time, but merong isang gabi na nagsa-sound trip kami, and for some reason, napunta kami sa Identity Crisis.
Uh-huh.
So one of the band members, you know, he just doodled on his playlist. Tapos mm-hmm. nahanap niya yung My Sanctuary, your song.
Mm-hmm.
And we played it. And of course, we know the expectations. Kasi 80s yan. So even with the Don naman, iba yung recording process nun eh. Di ba?
Yeah.
Yung gamit, yep. iba lahat. Iba yung budget. So you know
what
yes. to expect when you listen to something from the 80s in the Philippines.
Mm-mm.
But the great thing was, yung pinakinggan namin, after not hearing it for a long time, it was fresh to us.
Wow.
We were
Thank you.
Oh. I mean, you know, we knew the song, right? I mean, you know, we're all in the 80s, you know, but nung pinakinggan namin, parang it's fresh. And maybe it's because the new music now harkens back to a lot of the influences or a lot of the sound from the 80s.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's all coming back.
It's all coming back.
You know, it's great that the kids see this as something new, that's something they can utilize and use for their sound.
Mm,
para sa atin, di ba? Hindi lang tayo digital noon, you know, the recording was very analog.
Yeah.
But you can hear it. Kung musikero ka, maririnig mo na ito yung pinanggagalingan eh. So what I'm trying to say is it is turning full circle. So I don't see why Identity Crisis can do a full circle thing, and I'm looking forward to you guys performing again one day.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, so thank you guys. Thank you so much for joining me in this little podcast. Thank you, Jeff. Maybe each of you would like to give a parting shot to our listeners before we call it a day.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Jet for having us guest in your podcast.
My pleasure.
And everybody, stay safe and wear your masks and hug your dogs.
Yes, hug your dogs, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Jet, for having us, and to all your listeners, thank you. And stay home and be safe.
And be safe as well, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
Last but not the least, Lenny.
Thanks, Jet. I miss you guys. I miss playing with you guys. Everyone, stay home. Konting tis na lang. We can do this. We heal as one. ECQ, the quarantine extended till May 15. I know it's a bummer, but we need to do this. Stay home, stay safe, everyone. We love you.
And there you have it, folks. Stay home, stay safe, not just for yourself, but for your loved ones. This is Jet Pangan signing off with Identity Crisis. See ya.